Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The criminal trial of former President Donald Trump began today. And, you know, if we were really out to bash Trump, we'd have been talking about this all day. But we haven't been, because we've had other things to get to. But the defense of Donald Trump's porn star hush money cover-up case, the defense called him innocent in opening statements.
Donald Trump's lawyer Todd Blanche told jurors President Trump is innocent. President Trump did not commit any crimes. The Manhattan DA's office should never have brought this case. As he began his defense, Trump watched him. As Blanche told jurors, we call him president out of respect. Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide payments to cover up salacious stories about him during the 2016 campaign. Blanche blamed Trump's former fixer-turned-foe, Michael Cohen, and said Trump had nothing to do with the payments. Blanche told jurors, I have a spoiler alert. There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Well, I mean, it depends on how you try to influence an election. I mean, obviously, you want to influence people to vote for you, but there are certain things you can't do. Trump keeps making the exact same complaints outside the courtroom every day, and we've heard them a million times.
These are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame. And it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington.
Okay. Trump's defense team will use a prior case against Richard Nixon in its argument.
The Supreme Court is poised to decide the legally untested question of whether a former president is immune from criminal prosecution. But there's another case involving a president's immunity from civil litigation that we're going to be hearing a lot about during arguments, and another former president by the name of Richard Nixon that we're going to be hearing a lot about, but not for the reasons that one might think. There was a lawsuit many years ago when Nixon was president brought by someone who worked for the Air Force and was subsequently fired. He challenged that termination in court, suing Richard Nixon. Nixon said, you can't sue me, I'm president. And in fact, the Supreme Court wound up agreeing that a former president cannot be sued for acts taken while in office. And Trump's team says that that holding carries over into this context, and it means that a former president cannot be prosecuted for official acts. The Jack Smith team, however, says that's nonsense and there is no such thing as criminal immunity for a former president.
Hey, you know, there are a lot of legal experts saying that this case against Donald Trump is mediocre, is not that strong. So we'll see what happens. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, at least for now, he jumped on the grenade over the weekend, advancing the foreign aid packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and it might cost him his job.
Several conservative House members are openly vowing to trigger a House rule to vote Speaker Mike Johnson out of his leadership role.
Дякую особисто спікеру Michael Johnson.
While the president of Ukraine is thanking House Speaker Mike Johnson for allowing the passage of bills that provide funding for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, some of Johnson's GOP colleagues are furious.
I do not support Mike Johnson. He's already a lame duck.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene vows to oust the speaker, while Texas Republican Mike McCall says Johnson did the right thing.
We're running out of time. Ukraine's getting ready to fall.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos and says the speaker should not be pushed out.
When the motion to vacate is threatened every week in the Congress, that is being abused. And I think we need to fix that.
Johnson, after Saturday's vote, said he did his job and he's not worried.
You do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may.
The funding bills now head to the Senate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
All right, we'll see what happens there. And as I mentioned a little earlier, you know, we've talked about this right-wing radical faction within the Republican Party led by Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. And I've always wondered, and I've talked about this a lot, why haven't the other Republicans, which are the majority, why haven't they done more to distance themselves from right-wing radicals who are trying to destroy the party? And Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas went on CNN's State of the Union over the weekend and called some of the people that he works with, some of the Republicans, real scumbags. And called out some of these individuals for, you know, trying to just take over the party. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.